Title: Heat Wave Subslice Tutorial for Floor Shaking Low End in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Beginner, Arrangement View. Alright, let's build one of the most classic jungle and early DNB low end moves, the Heat Wave Style Subslice. It's basically one long, steady sub note that gets rhythmically chopped so it bounces with the breakbeat. It's simple, it's effective, and it sounds like proper system music when you get it locked in. We're staying in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only, and we're focusing on arrangement view so you can make a 16 to 32 bar phrase that actually devolves, instead of a loop that never goes anywhere. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere in that DNB pocket. 168 to 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172. Create an audio track called Break and a MIDI track called SUB. If you want, create a return track for later called Dark Room, but we're not touching that yet. Then in arrangement view, set your loop brace to 16 bars. That way you're thinking in phrases, not just one bar. Now, step 1. The break. Drop in a classic break on the break track. Amen, think, hot pants, anything but that old school energy. Turn warp on. For breaks, you can use Complex Pro or Beats. If you choose Beats, keep it tight and transient focused so the drums stay punchy. Now do a quick, simple processing chain on the break. Nothing fancy. Add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz. You're not trying to thin the break out. You're just removing rumble that will fight your sub and eat headroom. If the break sounds boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. Then add drum bus. Put the drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, just enough to give it attitude. Be careful with boom. If you push boom too much, you're basically creating low end that competes with your sub. So keep boom low, like 0 to 10% max, and only if it actually helps. Optionally, a limiter after that, very gentle, just to catch random peaks if the break is wild. The goal here is consistency. If your break is all over the place dynamically, your sub decisions will be harder, because you won't know what's bass problems and what's break problems. Cool. Now step 2, the sub itself. On the SUB MIDI track, load operator. This is the fast, clean choice. Set oscillator to a sine wave, level at 0 dB. Now go to the amp envelope. You want it to be sustained, so keep attack super quick, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay can be at 0. Sustain should be up at 0 dB, because we want a held tone. And release somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds so it doesn't click when it stops. If it feels too long and smeary, shorten it. If it feels clicky or harsh, lengthen it a bit. Now make a one bar MIDI clip. Draw one long note that lasts the entire bar. Choose a note that works well for jungle systems. F sharp, G, or I are classic choices. G is a really common sweet spot around 49 Hz. F sharp is lower and weighty. Pick one and stick with it for now, because the whole point of this technique is movement without changing notes. So at this point, if you hit play, you've got a break and a steady sub, but it's not doing the heat wave thing yet. Step 3, the sub slice trick. This is the whole tutorial. After operator, add auto pan. And here's the key move, set phase to 0 degrees. That turns auto pan into a volume tremolo, basically a gate, instead of stereo panning. Then set amount to 100%. Turn the shape towards square so the slices are more on off, more choppy. Make sure rate is set to sync, and start with 1/8. Hit play. Now the sub is chopping on 8th notes. Instant old school pulse. If that feels too aggressive, round the shape slightly away from square. If it's too soft and you want more edge, go square. Now, before we start getting fancy with triplets and faster slicing, let's do a quick sub legality check. This is the boring part that makes your track sound expensive. At the end of the SUB chain, temporarily drop a spectrum. You should see a clear, strong peak at your fundamental frequency, not a messy hill. If you're on G, you should see that around 49 Hz. If you're on F sharp, roughly 46 Hz. Then drop a tuner before any saturation, just to confirm nothing is pulling the pitch sharp or flat. We are keeping this sub stable and confident. Now we make the slicing feel like it belongs to the break, not just a metronome chopping your bass. Zoom into arrangement view. Look at the break waveform and find the kick transient. If the gated sub is stepping right on top of the kick in an ugly way, don't grab EQ first. Nudge the gate timing. In auto pan, use offset. Make tiny moves. A few degrees can shift the on part of the gate so the sub lands just after the kick transient. That's often the difference between muddy and massive. If you're struggling to hear it, here's a teacher trick. Temporarily, put a simple click or rim shot right on the kicks, so you can visually and rhythmically line up where you want the sub slices to hit. Then remove the click once you've got it. All right, now the fun part. Jungle movement. We're going to automate the gate raid across the 16 bars to create sections. In arrangement view, duplicate that one bar sub clip across the full 16 bars. The MIDI note stays the same. All the vibe comes from the gate. Now automate auto pan rate like this. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it at 1/8. This is your stable foundation. Bars 5 to 8. Switch to 1/8T. That triplet feel is a cheat code for jungle tension. It instantly makes it feel like the rhythm is leaning and scattering. Bars 9 to 12. Go to 1/16. Faster roll, more energy. But don't live there the whole time, because constant 1/16 can feel frantic and smaller instead of bigger. Bars 13 to 16. Return to 1/8. That reset makes the phrase breathe and sets up the next section. While you're there, automate shape slightly too. In the hype section, make it a bit more square for harder slicing. In the calmer sections, round it a touch for bounce. Now step 4, arrangement tricks that make it sound like the sub is talking to the break. On bars 4, 8, 12, and 16, create variation. The simplest move, create tiny gaps. You can do that by briefly dropping autopan amount from 100% down to 0% for a moment, or you can mute the sub for a tiny slice, like an eighth or a quarter beat. Those holes are everything. Jungle breathes. Those little dropouts make the fills and edits feel bigger without turning anything up. And here's another impact move. Hold notes as a special moment. Right before a fill, automate auto pan amount down to like 0 to 30% for half a bar. The sub suddenly becomes a held tone. Then when you snap back to full slicing, it feels like the track just got louder and more energetic, even if the meter is barely changed. Now step 5. Make it floor shaking but mix safe. After auto panned, at EQ 8, you usually do not need to high pass the sub. Leave the low cut off unless there's a problem. If the break feels cloudy with the sub, you can do a tiny dip around 120 to 200 HC on the sub, but keep it gentle. We're not carving the soul out of it. Then add saturator. Subtle. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then bring the output down so it's level matched. That level matching is important. If it gets louder, you'll think it's better automatically. You want to judge tone and translation, not volume. Then add utility at the end. Turn mono on, or set width to 0%. This is a big one. Stereo sub collapses on real systems and gets weird in mono. Jungle low end should feel like it's bolted to the center of the room. Optional. If your gate is creating strange peaks, add compressor after the gate and saturation, very gentle. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just smoothing, not squashing. One more coaching habit, keep a utility at the very end and keep its gain visible. When you audition different gate rates and shapes, the perceived loudness will change. Use utility gain to compensate so you're choosing the best groove, not the loudest setting. Now step 6. Add heat wave movement with section-based automation. This is where it starts feeling alive in a full phrase. Pick one thing to automate for energy. For example, automate saturator drive slightly higher in bars 9 to 12, where you go to 1/16. Not a huge jump, just enough to lift harmonics. Or automate auto pan amount. Maybe your main groove is 80 to 100%, and you briefly drop it to zero for a held moment before a fill, then slam back in. Another classic move is tiny pitch pulls. In Operator, you can automate pitch down by like 10 to 30 cents at the end of a phrase. Very subtle. It adds that pulling the room feeling without turning it into a cartoon bass drop. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're feeling hyped and turning knobs. Don't leave your sub stereo. Mono it. Don't over-distort. Too much saturation blurs the fundamental and you lose the actual weight. Don't chop too fast all the time. Save 1/16 for a lift. Don't forget caps. No gaps equals no drama. And if the sub is fighting the kick, don't immediately start doing extreme EQ cuts. First, try arrangement fixes, holes on the kick, or offset the gate so it lands after the kick transient. Old school programming is often more about timing and space than surgical EQ. Now if you want to push it darker without ruining the sub, here's a safe variation, a mid-ghost layer. Duplicate your SUB track and call it SUBMID. On sub-mid, add EQ 8 and high pass around 150 to 250 HC so there's no real sub-energy in that layer. Add a little saturation or overdrive. Then copy the same auto-pan gate settings so it slices identically. Keep it very quiet. The goal is translation on phones and small speakers, while your real sub stays clean and centered. And if your slicing is clicky, do two fixes. Increase the instrument release a bit, maybe an extra 30 to 80 milliseconds, and soften autopan shape slightly away from hard square. You want the gate to punch, but you don't want audible ticks. Finally, let's wrap this into a quick practice plan you can actually finish today. Make 3 16-bar versions using the same sustained note. Version A, gate rate 1/8 the whole way. Version B, bars 5 to 8 use 1/8T. Version C, bars 9 to 12 use 1/16, and remove the sub on bar 12 beat 4, so there's a breath before the phrase turns over. Export each one as a short WAV and compare. Which feels most rolling? Which one hits hardest when it drops back to 1/8? That comparison teaches you arrangement dynamics way faster than endlessly tweaking plugins. Recap, so you remember the whole method. You started with a punchy break. You built a clean sustained sub and operator. You used autopan with phase at 0 degrees to turn it into a rhythmic gate. You automated the rate from 1/8 to triplets to 1/16 and back, and you added intentional gaps and hold moments so it breathes. Then you kept it mix safe with EQ, gentle saturation, and utility mono. If you tell me your tempo, your root note, and which break you're using, I can suggest an exact 16-bar slice map with where to place the little mute gaps, so the sub feels like it's literally playing along with the drummer.